I love travelling on trains, but not even I would want to do what our next guests are trying. There are 2,563 railway stations in the UK, and Jeff Marshall and Vicky Pipe are planning to visit every single one of them. They started in Penzance and they've stopped at 750 stations in 3 weeks so far. That's an average of 30 a day. Happily, a fallen tree blocked the line in Nottingham earlier, so Jeff and Vicky were able to take time out of their schedule to tell me how they're managing this logistical nightmare.
We're from London, which is so easy because you can literally sometimes not even look up the time of your train. We can walk down to our local station with the confidence that there'll be a train within 10, 15 minutes that stops everywhere. Suddenly you get out of the suburbs or out of any city centre in England and you have train services where it's maybe once every 2, 3, 4 hours and then they skip stations. So some stations don't see a regular service. It's quite likely you get a train. We just came up now into Nottingham and I think it was a station called Attleborough. My goodness, if I've got that wrong.
Attleborough, that's right.
Yeah, and the train didn't stop. So at some point, we've got to go back along that line on the way to Derby and pick up Attleborough. So it's scheduling in all what we call the awkward stations that do make this a logistical nightmare. And trust me, there is a very long, complicated spreadsheet with many tabs which detail all the stations.
I was going to ask you, what do you do, tick them off? Or it's not a long list, is it? It has to be some spidery thing.
It's a huge spidery thing.
Yeah, it is. A very accurate description. There are also some stations that don't see a service, but only sort of once a week. So we have what we call fixed points in time, bit Doctor Who.
It's just like out of Doctor Who, wasn't it? Fixed points. And we have fixed stations at fixed moments that we have to go and do, and everything else is based around that. Yeah.
And how are you paying for all this? How much does this cost?
We spec'd this out a long time ago. That was the main stumbling block. When we first started, we were like, crikey, how much is this going to cost? And then we added it up, and it was like thousands of pounds. And so we did a Kickstarter campaign. And because we're making a video documentary, and that's the really strong point I want to get in, people can tune in, as it were, on YouTube almost daily and watch videos. We were looking initially to do 2 videos a week. And by the time you factored in our cost of video editors and staying and paying for tickets, etc., that was £28,000. In the end, our Kickstarter goal, Kickstarter have these things called stretch goals. And our stretch goals was to add more to that so we could make more videos a week. And in the end, we got in around £38,000, and that's giving people 4 videos a week. And then I'm trying to like make a personal one myself to maybe, you know, try and make it actually 5 videos a week. So every day, Monday to Friday, there's a video to watch.
Do you have a favourite station?
So many. Vicky, go on, Vicky.
I've been thinking really hard about this because it's a question that comes up a lot. And I think Jeff has one particular favourite station. But for me, I've seen lots of different things at different stations that I've sort of fell in love with. So places like Brighton Station, the amazing iron roof of Brighton, tiny little things that you get to see, these amazing little features in stations. For example, in Ely, very randomly, there's a water spout out of the building which is shaped like an eel. So it's these tiny little details of stations that I've been capturing as we go around, which it doesn't allow me to choose a favourite station. I've got many.
And we were in Brundle in Norfolk at the weekend, and we had the delightful experience of watching a man come out of the signal cabin and manually close the crossing gates. You just kind of assume that all crossing gates at level crossings now are all automatic, but no, it's still this man's job to walk down the steps when the buzzer sounds and close the gates manually. But it's anywhere that's like that. Anywhere that's remote, anywhere rural, anywhere that sees like only 3 trains per day, there's a beautiful moment when you're at this idyllic rural station and maybe like 3 people get on and that's it, because it's a million miles away from, say, a big terminus somewhere with thousands and thousands of people.
And you've noticed some of these stations even have their own branding.
What brings that to mind is when we went back to King's Lynn, where they've rebranded the station in the old GER sort of branding, which sort of dates back historically.
And also on that line, there's a station called, I want to say Downham Market. I apologise if I get that wrong.
That's right.
And back from the 80s, the South East region was sort of rebranded as Network South East, and that's a branding which is long gone. But Downham Market recently decided to rebrand itself in the Network South East colours, and it's kind of an oddity of the network that you can go through Downham Market and all the old Network South East logos and the blue and red colours are now back there. And it's kind of like, oh, well, why is it like that? But it's really great to see.
Well, what you've done is original research, isn't it? I mean, you're going to use it, apart from the videos and the documentary, are you going to use it in any industry sense?
We've already been talking to the London Transport Museum and the National Railway Museum to offer any of the footage or photographs or any information that we gather along the journey to take into their collection as well. So at this stage, we're really focusing on creating this online documentary and gathering as much as we can. And then I imagine that different opportunities might come out of it, but we very much want it to be open and accessible to everybody. And if it can become part of collections, then we'd be very happy for that to happen.
Jeff Marshall and Vicky Pipe, and they've still got a long way to go.